And now it's time for Artery, cultural coverage that's for adults only. No, seriously, it is. Generally, pornography isn't something that comes up in casual conversation. It's a touchy topic for a lot of reasons. But local author Stephen Elliott says this means society knows very little about the people who work in that industry and often consider them either victims or bad people. In his 20s, Elliott was a stripper in his hometown, Chicago, and he's part of the sex worker community here in San Francisco. He and his friend Lorelei Lee, an adult film star, decided to co-write a screenplay that would share their perspective of what it's like to work in porn. What resulted was the film Cherry, starring A-list actors like James Franco, Heather Graham, and Dev Patel.
So a lot of what we do here is fetish. Fetish is not about sex. It's about power play. So would you feel comfortable playing the top and bottom?
It centers around the story of Angelina, an 18-year-old girl portrayed by actress Ashley Hinshaw, who runs away from her home in Long Beach to San Francisco and ends up working in the adult film industry. Stephen Elliott, who also directed the film, sat down with KALW's Martina Castro to discuss the movie and how it tells a San Francisco story.
It's so a San Francisco story. How is it not a San Francisco story? A lot of the things that we're seeing, you know, third wave feminism, a lot of stuff around queer rights and gay rights and lesbian rights and all these things that are happening all over the country are really emanating from San Francisco. You know, alternative porn comes out of San Francisco more than it does anywhere else.
What does that mean, alternative porn?
Porn for women, you know, porn for people that don't like regular porn, porn... With performers who look like real people, as opposed to with all the plastic surgery and stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with plastic surgery and stuff, but there's a lot now that we're seeing pornography becoming more diversified because of the internet. You have all these alternative categories of porn, and a lot of that is coming from San Francisco. There's a lot more female porn directors proportionally in San Francisco than there is in LA, because a lot of the porn in San Francisco is new. It's newer companies, as opposed to, and a lot of the porn in Los Angeles is older companies that have been around longer and have set in certain ways. And so a lot of the stuff that's more progressive in the porn industry is starting here.
Yeah, there was an interesting scene, and actually I'd like to play a clip from it, where Angelina is with her mom on the street, and this was, her mom is named Phyllis, is the character, and she's played by Lily Taylor. Angelina's played by Ashley Hinshaw. Mm-hmm. And in this little clip, you're going to hear them on the sidewalk right after Angelina's boyfriend stands them up after dinner. So let's listen to that.
Thanks for dinner, Angel.
It's no big deal.
Sorry about your boyfriend.
He has a name.
Yeah, we all do.
And you know it.
We all do. You know, you may not believe it, but I know the mistakes because I've made them. See, he says real nice things to you, makes you feel special, apologizes when he's done something wrong. But you've got to keep your head, because the next thing he's going to say is, I want to take care of you. And it's just then that he's going to let you down real hard.
You know, Mom, I don't think that that's true.
Well, there's true and there's true.
That's a clip from the movie Cherry, one of the local films featured in this year's San Francisco International Film Festival. You're listening to Cross Currents, and I'm Martina Castro. The film's director, Stephen Elliott, is with us. Stephen, in that clip, that advice that she gives, the mother gives, I felt it was so familiar. It's because I think we've all heard our parents give us some piece of advice to prevent us from making the same mistakes that they do. And it made me realize how much your film is about growing up and rites of passage, and what it means to become an adult.
You know, it's really a coming-of-age story. I mean, it happens to be set in the world, in the world of San Francisco, in the world of San Francisco pornography. And that's the setting. And it's an unusual setting because nobody, I think, has really treated that world the way we have, which is just as a place that people go to work. You know, I think every movie that's set in the world of porn, and the movie has really been about porn, and the character either dies, or if they're going to be happy, they're going to transcend and they're going to leave. And but the porn is always a mistake. It's always about doing drugs and losing yourself, and you know, and it's never just a job. And we kind of treat it like it's just a job. And the actual front story is the story of a woman finding herself, you know, finding her footing, emotionally and sexually.
We do get to peek inside this other world via Angelina's path, because she comes to she runs away to San Francisco and ends up joining the adult film industry. And we get to peek inside the Armory, which, if people don't know what that is, it's a building on the corner of Mission and 15th. And it's where the internet porn site kink.com has its studios, which I didn't realize is the largest studios in the world for pornography. And this is where Angelina gets her start in the adult film industry. What did you want to show of this world that you think isn't represented in other films?
I don't think I've ever seen a film where I felt that the adult film industry was represented. This is my community. So these are the people that I hang out with. And the portrayal of sex work, you know, it's treated like heroin, really, in most movies. You get into sex work, it's like becoming a junkie. It's the worst thing that can happen to you. And that's just simply not how it is. There's also this idea that sex workers are always manipulated into becoming sex workers. They never do it of their own volition. They're either straight up victims, you know, like sex slaves and so forth, you know, or they're manipulated by some evil man, you know, when in fact we're seeing more and more female porn directors, especially in the Bay Area. We're seeing that a lot. And the people I know that have gotten into porn did it because they wanted to, you know, because it was a better job than that other job that was available to them.
I was a women's studies major, and for me, I sort of had equated pornography with misogyny and what's degrading to women. And I think that this is sort of a totally different type of story. And I wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, I think, you know, if you're at kink.com and you're hanging out, as I've done quite a bit, and you talk to the performers, most of them consider themselves feminists. A lot of them just feel like they're taking control of their lives and they're deciding what to do with their body. And these people, they're not victims. They're very much, they have agency. You know, they make decisions, you know, just like you and me. But not everybody understands that. And that's one of the reasons why sex workers end up dating each other so often, because a lot of people outside of it don't understand that.
Mm-hmm. There's actually a great clip that exemplifies that, a scene where Margaret, Heather Graham's character, is talking to her girlfriend, Jillian, played by Diane Farr. She's a real estate broker, and she's invited her girlfriend, the porn film director, to her real estate broker's function or a party, and they have a little argument. So let's listen in on that scene.
You just don't care about what I do.
Nobody cares about what you do.
Yeah, but making young girls take off their clothes so old guys have something to wank off to is a really noble job.
No, I'd rather talk them into buying homes they can't afford.
What is the matter with you?
I hate these people.
Then you hate me.
Why do you invite me to these things?
Because you're my girlfriend. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what people do in the real world. That's the contract.
You just heard a clip from Cherry, one of the local films at the San Francisco International Film Festival. I'm speaking with the film's director, Stephen Elliott. Now, in that scene, there's a lot going on. Not only the judgment that Heather Graham's character is facing from her girlfriend, but you also see this concept of what you're supposed to do in relationships and what it means, again, to be an adult and to be in the real world. So what do you think would change people's sort of stereotypes about sex workers?
I think the main thing, the absolute main thing, is simply to look at sex workers as people. It's all about agency. Once we admit that these people are there of their own volition, that is definitely the most important step, I think. And then we can, hopefully with that, we can actually get in and solve, you know, some of the labor issues.
Do you think they face discrimination when they try to transition out?
I do think there's a lot of discrimination against sex workers. You know, there's this idea that they're impure or bad, or, you know, it's this American puritanical bias, you know, which I don't know. I think it's, for the most part, I think it's just sexist. You know, this idea that a woman can't decide to do this. You know, I wrote this movie with Lorelai, and we want to, who is still making porn while she's she's lecturing at NYU and she's teaching creative writing at NYU, but she's still also a porn performer to this day. And we consider this a feminist movie. Of course, you know, that term can mean different things to different people, but we feel quite strongly that this is a very pro-woman film.